Sugar and Spice Mountain Bakery, Westcliff, Colorado. On a Saturday morning, Westcliff is closed for business. The local grocery store isn't open till 9, but you can get cash from the bank ATM if you are short. The only gas station is on the highway back to Walsenburg, a few miles south of town. There are several real estate offices with flyers posted in their windows for lookers, and the restaurant at the bowling alley is still asleep, with bowling balls still cuddled up in their chutes. The Sugar and Spice Bakery is one of the few places open in town this early, and 7 patrons are already lined up ahead of me, getting something to eat. The 2 young women running the shop wear plain long skirts and blouses with plain bonnets on their head, their hair bundled up under each bonnet. They are Mennonites, who along with the Amish have settled in this area in the last few years. I saw several girls dressed exactly like this working at the bowling alley cafe yesterday and admired their work ethic and modesty when serving overweight, middle-aged women in shorts and tattoos, ordering chicken-fried steak and mashed potato dinners. In our evolving world, the Mennonites and Amish in Westcliff might be the only ones in our country saying no to progress. While this planet spins, those of us waiting in line know you can't beat good homemade muffins, scones, and apple pie for breakfast with a hot beverage to warm your hands. Even in our complicated world, eating handmade muffins, sitting in chairs that have no screws, riding in wagons pulled by horses, and listening to bluegrass music is not without charm. We can buy our food out of machines, but eating that way just doesn't raise our spirits. I'll be back tomorrow for more blueberry muffins and hot coffee, and their sign on the door tells me they will be open at 7 a.m. God doesn't have to get in the way of a hard-working businesswoman, and he doesn't.